Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Darkcast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
Definitely won't be making it again, but it was a lot of fun making it.
How long did it take?
Like a month.
Nah. And that's fun.
It was... yes. So the fun part was definitely collecting the dandelion flowers, because I got, you know, Bren to get involved, and we were picking flowers from Mom's yard and stuff. But I had to do it twice, because I picked some. And then I just put them in a jar, like, put them in a container, and they went bad.
Yeah.
And then I had to peel the motherfuckers. So I was like, wait a minute. I didn't know I had to, like, depetal all these things. And then all the bugs that you have to take account of, like...
You gotta drown those fuckers.
It was a process. And it was very exciting. I feel like I'm attuned with nature. And, but I will not be making dandelion mead again. So I gave Brandy a taste of my dandelion mead that I made this spring, I guess, and she doesn't like it.
It's a lot. It's like, it's
a full-bodied blonde.
That's, you know what it is? It's like the shit that you drink just to get a buzz. Like,
yeah,
you're not drinking
moonshine.
Well, sort of, yeah, but it's not as bad as moonshine. Like, it doesn't burn your throat like moonshine.
Yeah.
But I can see why, you know, Vikings and, you know, them people were drinking it back then. Because it's like, it's not, you know, one of those things that tastes good.
It don't taste good or anything.
It doesn't taste good.
It just gets the job done, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I didn't drink enough of it to do that, but.
You would definitely have a headache because I drank it. Like, I filled up one of those cups that I gave you, uh-huh. And I just sat down and watched TV and drank it. And I was like, as it got warm, I was like, like, it's not good.
And that's how they drank it. It was warm. You know, warm. Yeah.
Sissy, you want it cold? Fucking, you want a nipple with that? Get out of here. I'm like, how dare you talk to me like that, you son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
Anyway, hey y'all, how y'all doing? Welcome. Brandy, how you doing? What's going on?
Not a lot. Summertime and the heat is here.
The heat is here. Were you gonna sing that?
No.
The heat is on?
No, it was not at all.
Oh.
Okay. It's summertime. Blah.
Blah.
Pretty much.
We need to make a plan to go to the beach.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
We need to do.
You wanna go next Sunday?
A beach trip. Next Sunday. What's next Sunday? Nothing.
The 17th?
I guess. So,
okay. Let's do it. We'll make a plan. It's going to happen.
The beach is on.
Okay. So that's how your weekend, your July is so far?
Pretty much. I mean, you know, nothing new, nothing inner fucking, what do you call it? Exciting. I'm just blah. I really, need to get my shit together. But other than that, nope.
Get your shit together, Carol.
What about you?
So I just want to give a shout out to anybody who's listening who purchased dog biscuits from me this past, like, couple weeks. Like, I love that CBD Duty's Biscuit energy.
Yeah.
I need that energy, like, every month.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, on the real. thank you so much. Like, when you support a small business, it's truly felt, especially when that's your only income right now.
For real.
So, I truly appreciate it. If you guys are interested in some deliciously yummy, fresh-baked pumpkin dog treats, visit beautiesbiscuits.com. Use offer code LIES and you will save, and I will send you something awesome. But that's what I've been doing, girl. I've just been slanging dog biscuits. I told you I got that special request for some CBD peanut butter dog biscuits. Mm-hmm. And I still have like half a thing of dough. So I reached out to some of my customers. So I have an order to deliver tomorrow for my specialty dog biscuits. And it's just about hustling. Specialty dog biscuits.
Are they, is that something you're gonna, like, add to the...
I think I might add it to the roster.
Or you can just, like, do, instead of making them, you know, just, like, have it be a specialty item. So, yeah, you know, it has a higher price point.
I agree with you. This isn't the first time that someone's asked me about peanut butter and CBD. When this customer asked, she was buying the other one. So I was like, sure, you know, whatever. I'll do what I need to do. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm gonna do like Taco Bell. I have a read right now for Taco Bell. Let me just put a pin right now. Do not trick us into saying that the Mexican pizza is back, and then it's back, and then they don't even have the Mexican pizzas in stock. Like, they can't even, like, hello, it's been gone for so long. Of course we're gonna act a fool, and everybody wants a Mexican pizza. Every time, like, four out of the five times I went to Taco Bell for a Mexican pizza, they did not have it.
Four out of the five.
Four. I got it one time. Four out of the five, no Mexican
pizza. Is it still on the menu?
No. So then I rolled up there. I was like, hey, y'all got Mexican pizzas? And they're like, oh, no, it's gone. I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean it's gone? They're like, oh, yeah, it's just back for a limited time. I was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, why did you put all this marketing material and change your menus like y'all was going to keep the Mexican pizza? Let us know that it's like your fucking nacho fries and whatever else that you guys bring back seasonally.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so hot. And while it was there, they didn't even have it. And I was like, can I talk to the manager? Like, who is running the inventory? Like, what is the deal? They only send us a certain amount of stuff. Like, I don't care. I want a Mexican pizza. I will Karen all over y'all right now. And then the cashier, I was like, I know this is not your fault.
It's not your fault.
And I am sorry, but I'm mad.
But you're going to catch the wrath anyway, bitch.
Catch Karen. Catch these Karen hands verbally. That was it. I want it again. Kendall's like, we can make it. We can make it at home. And I was like, it's not the same thing.
It isn't.
It is not the same thing. If you guys are in agreement with me, join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/Book of Lies podcast. And hold up. Wait a minute. We've got a new patron. Y'all, welcome Carrie to the stage. Carrie, hello. How are you? Carrie has been listening to all of our episodes. She has joined us on Patreon, and she is showing your ladies here some love. So we love you. You guys love on her. And thank you so much for your support and believing in us. And this episode is actually for you, sis.
Yay.
Oh, yes. So thank you again, and thank you to all of our other patrons. We love you guys so much. Thank you for your continued support. We hope you guys are well, and we're going to get back on a regular schedule. I'm sorry. I've been, you know, crazy, so I'm trying to take my medication and stay on track.
I'm trying to be medicated.
Trying to be medicated, but yes, Patreon, meet us there if you can. We've got different tiers, $2, $5, $10. I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Flakes.
And this is
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
It's Bolt, bitches.
Yes. Hello. If this is your first episode, welcome. Thank you for being here with us. If you aren't already, you can go ahead and follow us on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, on Instagram and or Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. We have a website, bookoflicepodcast.com. If you have a dog, visit beautiesbiscuits.com and get your dog some yummy, delicious dog treats. Use offer code LIES, L-I-E-S, all lowercase or all uppercase. Not sure what it is, but it works. So use it, save, and I'll send you something special and your dog's something special. We're going to talk about some Housewives real quick. Have you been watching Beverly Hills?
The last one that I saw, the Diana and Sutton incident, yes.
Yes! Oh my gosh, can we just talk about that? Let's just talk about that whole evening.
She's like, you need a new villain? Here I am. I was like, okay.
She was a bitch. She was like, oh, you're so sad. And I was like, who are you? You have 15-year-old snotty nose, like.
She's crazy.
Because she was like, okay.
The text message that she sent about, you know, oh, I've been burning the candle at both ends. I had a miscarriage and I had 5 surgeries and I've been bleeding for months.
And I'm on bed rest.
Right.
And Sutton's like, well, you're here. And so, I get it. Diana's like, what, you want a doctor's note? But she didn't have to be a cunt.
Yeah, she's definitely that.
And then I thought it was funny when, I mean, I get it. Hey, whatever. But she's at Garcelle's party. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh, grab my purse. That's $250,000. You hear when she said that to her husband?
No.
She was like, it was on a table behind them. And she was like, oh, grab my bag. You know, that's $250,000. And then the husband was like, oh, do you want me to put it in the car? And she was like, no, it's okay. Just grab it. You know, it's just like, you're at a freaking Hollywood party. There's cameras here. Nobody's going to fucking steal your, what's it called?
Your obnoxious bag. It's a Birkin.
The Birkin bag. Right? Like, bitch, if you spend $250,000 on purses, shit, the fuck?
You could feed some people. Did you see that picture of her with a fucking carload of Birkins?
Yeah, when the fire happened in, like, Malibu or something. That's her equity. That's, I'm sure, so like, when she needs obnoxious money, she goes and flips a purse. Sells it on the real or to a friend or something like that.
That's so obnoxious. Like, you need one Birkin. You don't need a carload of them. And you don't actually need a Birkin. So what the fuck? Like, seriously.
Like she said, she's nouveau riche, right?
I get it, but, you know,
it's obnoxious.
Do something good. I don't, maybe she donates to charities or whatever, but I'm just saying, like, start a fucking charity. Like, you know what I mean?
I think she said she does a charity because, remember, there was that whole skerfuffle with Sutton and Lisa Rinna about a table at an event?
There was a thing about Elton John's.
Yeah. Diana runs that.
Oh, she runs the event.
Mm-hmm. Or she was the host of it or something, but she says she puts it on and she knew who paid. Okay. But who cares? I just thought Diana was being really bitchy. She was like, oh, I guess I can't be nice. I'm going freaking Bosnian on this bitch.
Yeah.
And it was really gross, but they were so drunk at the end of the night.
Kyle was fucked up.
She's like, every time I say I'm gonna do splits, I'm not gonna do it.
I'm like, why does bitch always gotta open her legs at the fucking parties? Like, for real. We don't need to see all of that.
Put it away.
Like, goddamn. But your beaver out the fucking air, bitch.
Or how about at the end of the night when Erica wanted another drink and I guess the bartender cut her off because it was the end of the night. And she was like, just go get me a drink like you've been, like, shoveling to me all night. Like, go get me one of those other margaritas that you've been pretty much feeding to me all night. I want another one.
Oh, my God.
But I tweeted about it. I was like, I would have been passed out by this part of the night. And they're having, like, deep conversation on camera. It's gonna get messy, which it did.
Yeah.
I felt uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where you're like, God, you should really be embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for you.
Yeah.
I am embarrassed for you.
Yeah, for sure. It was quite embarrassing. And it's like, y'all bitches is like well into your 40s. If not
and 50s.
If not, exactly. If not your 50s. But Diana was just, ugh, I don't know. And then she was saying how she felt that Sutton and Garcelle were insincere when she was talking about how her brother died on the boat. And I think what she wanted was for them to just keep talking about her brother and that situation rather than them talk about their experiences with, like, loss or death or something like that.
Well, Sutton, when she, you know, said that, Sutton was like, oh, that must be, you know, that must feel really terrible.
Mm-hmm.
What else does she want her to do?
What else do you fucking want, exactly? Like, do you want me to, like, give you a massage and, like, feed you?
You want me to start crying? Like, I don't understand.
I didn't know what she wanted either, but I think there's, like, a different, like, there's a perception thing or, like,
I feel
something.
Like, yeah, I feel like Diana's not, she's a fucking robot. She's a fucking robot. That's what it is. She's a robot. You fucking android.
Oh, goodness gracious. Fucking robot. And let's talk about more drunk bitches. Are you watching Dubai?
Nah. I watched the one episode about, you know.
You didn't really engage.
I haven't gotten into it. So
they get drunk and get messy too, and I'm just like, y'all should be embarrassed. Y'all should be embarrassed.
You should be.
There's this one. There's like two Carolines on the show, and one Caroline, one's black, one's white. What do they call her?
The Caroline from England, right?
Yeah, her.
Yeah,
she got crazy drunk and was just. I just saw her taking shots. And then she was talking all kinds of big shit. Like, her fiancé was talking with some of the other girls. Like, hey, you know, I think you and Caroline will get along eventually. Like, I really like you. And, like, they were just having a conversation. And Caroline's across the table, jelly belly, and was like, oh, well, you know, you're turning into one of them. And she says to the girl.
She said that to who?
To two of the girls. And one of the girls like, what do you, this girl Lisa, she was like, what do you mean one of them? What does that mean? But she was like, well, I hope she's going to suck your dick tonight because I'm not. And then Lisa was like, oh, I'm not the one, bitch. Like, don't play with me. And then she, like, blacked it out. Like, oh, I didn't say that. What are you talking about? Like, 10 minutes later came back and was like, I didn't say that. You're dumb. She was crazy. Bitches is crazy. If you get crazy, like, you have amnesia when you're drunk and you're just a crazy person, there's obviously other things going on. I mean, I get it. She's planning a wedding and she's marrying someone that's 20 years younger than her. So she's a jelly belly. She's just, you know, maybe insecure or something. But she was like, if I sucked your husband's dick, he would never go back to you.
Right? Thank you. Because I, like, as Beth Dutton says, put it, I'd suck his dick like I lost my car keys in it.
Who is that? Beth Dutton.
Yellowstone.
Oh, okay. I still haven't got into that.
Yeah, she said there's four ways to get rich, and that one's the fourth way. So learn how to suck a dick like you lost your car keys in it.
Well, I haven't had to resort to that yet.
Just saying, that's what she said.
Okay.
She told the kid. There's four ways to get rich.
The kid that she adopted?
Yeah, well, that she's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, he was being dumb, and she said, there's four ways to become rich. Inherit it, steal it, work damn hard for it. Mm-hmm. And then he asked her what the fourth way was, and then she told him.
And he was probably like, oh, fuck, okay.
He said, is that how you got rich?
She slapped the shit out of him?
No, she was just like, oh, okay, cool.
Oh, you got jokes, eh?
Yeah.
You got fucking jokes. Okay, got it. All right, Brandy, is there anything you want to ask
me? Oh my God, you're so annoying.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What are we talking about today, Sunny?
Yay! So, we had a request from our newest patron, Carrie. And I think in the back of my mind, I think I wanted to kind of revisit this situation. But today, we are going to talk about G. Elizabeth Carmichael. Geraldine Elizabeth Carmichael. The docuseries on HBO, The Lady and the Dale.
Oh, okay.
So, I feel like in our first year, we talked about The Dale, and it was a very short episode. I think I just threw it together. Obviously, some of you guys out there wanted a little bit more. And then they had this documentary, and I started watching it, and I stopped watching it. So, it's only four episodes, so it's kind of a quick watch. But it goes into a lot more detail as to what was really going on.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about it again.
Cool.
Cool. All right, here we go. So, born in 1927, G. Elizabeth Carmichael, or Geraldine Elizabeth Carmichael, was born Jerry Dean Michael in Jasonville, Indiana. Claims to have been dirt poor and a dirt farmer and always had a thirst for more, wanted to be a millionaire at a young age. But people were like, this guy wasn't poor. They had a nice house. They were, you know, he was well-dressed. So what are you even talking about?
What are you even talking about?
When, you know, people remember things differently than the actual truth.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you can dress nice and still be dirt fucking poor.
That's true, baby. That's true.
Especially if you know the right thrift stores to shop at.
I'm gonna pop some tags.
Exactly.
So, after high school, he had a short stint as a boxer. Wasn't very good. And then enlisted into the military in 1946.
A boxer.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe just to make some money. Slap me around. Call me Susie. Give me some money. Okay. But this guy, like, he was always, like, he was very intelligent, but always was up to something. Get quick rich schemes.
Get rich quick schemes.
Yeah. What did I say? Get rich quick?
You said get quick rich.
Yeah, that. I want to get quick rich.
Yeah. Give me that quick rich.
Give me that quick rich. When he enlisted into the military, he was deployed to Germany. In Germany, in 1948, he married a German girl by the name of Marga. They had two children together. But then he quickly abandoned them.
Oh, God.
And left.
He went out for a pack of cigarettes and never came back.
Never came back. He got sentenced for desertion and abandonment of family.
Oh, that's a thing?
That's a thing. Especially in the military.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Especially in the military. Yeah.
So oh, what? Well, desertion from the military, abandonment of family from... Okay,
yes.
Got it.
So he was sentenced to 1 to 3 years. He had a $1,000 fine to pay. And they freaking suspended the sentence, so he was released.
Of course.
Of course. After that, Jerry married a woman by the name of Juanita Haysman in 1954. They had two children, and he was a salesman. He was a great salesman. He's, like, charismatic, charming, attractive, 6'2", slim, white dude. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Can sell ice to a polar bear, or whatever they say. And, they moved 21 times.
What?
They were married for 3 years, and they moved 21 times.
That's 7 times a year.
That's disgusting. I can't. I mean, I wish, but I don't.
And you wish what?
That it's like, oh, I could just pack up my shit and dip
out.
That's
not a lot of stuff.
Not a lot of stuff. So, we'll get into that in a second. But they had two kids.
I'm about to start just getting rid of shit, because, frankly, I have too much. And I'm, like, looking at it, and I'm like, I don't need all of these possessions.
No. I really want to have a garage sale, but I have the hard problem with organizing it and figuring out what to sell.
And how to price it and all that stuff.
Yeah. Exactly.
Everything is 25 cents. 25 cents.
$1. I'm thinking like selling like my fancy dresses for like $5 a dress or something.
Donate those.
Donate my dresses?
Donate those. Yeah.
Will they give me $5?
No, but you'll have a good conscience.
Okay, fine. I know you're not supposed to talk about when you do good deeds, but I just want to say, like, I feel like I will have a good conscience. Like, I was at Kaiser, and this old dude was, like, in front of me. He was paying for his shit. It was, like, $2. Like, it was $2, his prescription fee, and his card didn't work. And I was like, man, like, he was like, I don't have any money. Like, the guy was like, I don't know, figure it out. And I was just like, here, dude, like, here's $2. Here you go.
He was an old guy. Yeah. His Medicare wasn't working.
His debit card wasn't working. Uh-huh. So I was just like, I've got $2. Here you go. Take it.
Yeah.
And he was like, thank you so much. I was like, no problem, bro. I'm out. Anyway, so I can get $5 for a dress. I'm just saying. But I hear what you're saying. Women need dresses and stuff like that. But.
Yeah, there's, it doesn't matter. I'll tell you later.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Okay, so, they were married for 3 years. The wife was like, yeah, I gotta go. Like, they would see all of this instability. And the fuckery, Juanita Haysman's father was just like, he's a no good guy. Like, he put like a down payment on their house and they left and they just kept moving. Weird. He was vacuuming.
Was he running from something? What?
I think so. He was a vacuum salesman. He got fired from that job because he was pocketing down payments. So weird. Then he also said that he was a gun runner for Vidal Castro. Like, he was providing guns for, like, the revolutionaries or some shit like that.
Well, that's in Cuba?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
And apparently he went to jail in Cuba. This is his story. Who knows if it's true or not?
Oh, this is all his version of the truth.
Yeah, his version of the truth. So then he married another woman in 1958 by the name of Betty Sweets. They were married for a few months. She got pregnant. She was like, I'm out of here. Like, divorced, took off with the baby. He never met the baby.
The fuck?
Yeah.
So he's got a bunch of kids out there just like, and he's just running around being a dick. All right, cool.
Pretty much.
Right.
So then, in 1958, again, he met a woman by the name of Vivian Bennett. She was 16. She was like
That's not a woman. That's a child. That's a child.
Eek! She's a child. Yes, okay. He met a lady.
A girl
by the name of Vivian. She was 16. He met her at her job. She was a waitress back in Indiana. He was suave, of course, salesman.
Oh, I think the age of consent is like 16 there, too.
Yeah, and okay. It's the 50s.
Right.
So here we go. So they fell in love. She was all in, and they got married. And then Jerry takes Vivian to California.
So, okay. Did he actually divorce these other women, or was he just fucking piling on wives and not getting divorced?
I think he was getting divorced. Okay. Except for the girl in Germany, obviously. But he did time for that, so who knows. No, he didn't do time. It was a suspended sentence. Mm-hmm. So, anyway. Apparently, Vivian had an abusive father, so she was game for getting the fuck out of there.
Right. Of course, any means necessary, fucking get the fuck out of there.
Get me out of here. A year into the marriage, they start having children. So then when they got pregnant, they returned back to Indiana and lived next door next to Vivian's parents.
Oh, that's nice.
Right, that's pretty nice.
Built-in babysitters.
They have 5 children.
Oh my God! What?
Why are you so loud?
Why is he doing this? Okay, go ahead.
They have 5 children, and then they did, like, that, those, he stuck with those 5 kids, but they were always on the run, they were always moving, like, shit would happen, he's like, let's go, we gotta go, vamanos, pack it up, make moves. They eventually end up in LA, in California, and, Jerry, in between all the wives and stuff, he ran a newspaper. And I guess he started this newspaper business up again in L.A. and decided to start printing money. Forgery. Counterfeiting.
Yeah.
And it was like, forgery was Jerry's jam. Because back in the day, like, you could just easily take pictures of something, cut something, laminate it, and it's real. And they don't really do a background check. Jerry used to hang out with Vivian's younger brother, Richard. They would get in out of trouble. They would print checks and go to the banks, and they would just give them money.
Yeah.
And...
Because the check processing system took, like, weeks. Like,
yeah.
You had to, you know, they would just give you the money, and then the check would have to go to the other bank, and that might take fucking days. You know, the postal system wasn't as fast as it is now.
You could get away with a lot of shit back in the day, but now we are a sophisticated society. Can we talk... I don't want to talk about it. Never mind. I was gonna go Roe v. Wade on y'all, but I'll save that for another time. But like, he would print out fake IDs saying like he was a fucking pilot and this, that, and the other. So like, Jerry has a history of fucking lying, of deception.
Yeah.
And things of that nature.
Being a liar.
Yeah. So the counterfeiting, they printed off $5, $10, and $20 bills in 1961. And started spreading those around in town.
Way to fuck up an economy.
Yeah, right? And then while this is going on, the feds figure it out. They figure out who it is. And they catch him. And they obviously try and prosecute him. So on September 18th, 1961, he was on bail. And he fled for the counterfeiting charges.
Oh, well, all right.
He's like, fuck this, I'm out of here. So he continued to remain on the run with his family, and they would move every few months, different cities, different states, and the kids were all homeschooled as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Didn't have to switch schools, didn't have to make new friends, all that stuff.
None of that. So they were apparently they knew when the lines were tapped, they would hear like a clicking, and then when they would hear that, they would just take off in the middle of the night.
Oh, God. Did the wife know? She knew. Well,
she was game. She was all about it. She was all about that life.
Okay.
And so, let's go. Pack it up. She's in on it. Jerry was great at starting businesses to make money. He had like a pet store and, you know, convinced people to start fish aquariums or nurseries in their basements and shit.
What?
I don't know. This guy he was good at making money. Because they didn't want to buy tropical fish because it was too expensive. Mm-hmm. So he would convince people to, like, flood their basements and breed fishes.
That's nuts.
It's insane. But what he learned was when you put certain hormones in the water, the fishes would spawn. And so that starts Jerry using hormones because this whole time he wanted to be a woman. He would dabble in cross-dressing. He said when he was a kid, he would put on
his mom's clothes or
his cousin's dresses. They would change clothes. He said when he was in Germany, he would, like, and after a club or something, after a bar, take his pants off and, like, walk home because it felt like he was wearing a dress and he felt liberated and always had these feelings that he was in the wrong body.
Yeah. I think I already told you, like, I did an article for about a transgender woman who and she told me like the whole thing about they do a thing where they accumulate all of these women's lingerie and stuff, and then they'll do a purge where they get rid of all of it and then they accumulate it again and then purge it again because, you know,
shame, or why are they doing that?
Pretty much. Okay. Yes. And, you know, like their family, you know, if they're they might be doing hyper masculine things like playing football, joining the military, you know, stuff that like proves they're a man.
Manly
because
man.
They feel like they were born in the wrong body, but they don't want other people to know. It's like it's until they're actually ready to affirm that they are a woman, then they do this. It's like a ritual.
Okay. Hormones. So then they're evading the counterfeit charge from L.A. from 1961, and then Jerry fakes his death to elude the FBI, and apparently he did some business with some mobsters, probably borrowed money or something, so he faked his death. People thought he was dead.
All right, go ahead.
So the family makes their way back to L.A. I think they're like in Pasadena or something. And around 1966, Jerry asks his daughter, he's like, hey, you know, do you want me to be your mommy? And the daughter was like, okay, like, I like moms. Like, that's cool. And I think it was like a slow transition with the family. Like, hey, you know, they never called him dad. They always called him Jerry.
Okay.
And then like, oh, call me aunt this. Call me Aunt Liz. Call me mommy. And like, it was like a progression thing. And the family was like, okay, whatever. And then Jerry decided to start transitioning in 1966.
Okay.
All right. So then Jerry decided that he wanted to be called, or she wanted to be called Liz. Liz Carmichael. Geraldine Liz Carmichael. And apparently Liz really liked Liz Taylor.
Right.
She's glamorous, she's got money, she's rich, and why the fuck not?
Yeah, she's classy, you know, classy. Except for all the husbands, and she she is the epitome of a woman at that time.
Precisely. So, started using the hormones from the veterinarians to start the transition.
Veterinarian?
The fish hormones, I told you. She was getting them from vets.
Okay.
Liz then went to Tijuana and had her testicles removed. And then had breast implants.
All right.
So, but she still had, like, a non-functioning penis.
Right.
And that remained. She would practice, like, talking in recorders to, you know, get her womanly sound. Mm-hmm. And, again,
to sound more feminine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then they went back home to Indiana to the brother, Richard, Vivian's brother. And, you know, the wife was not on board. Hang on, let me just put a pin in there.
She was like, no.
She was like, fuck no, I'm leaving.
I'm not going to be married to a woman.
She was not on board. Yeah. And then, like, you know, they kind of separated. And then Liz just, like, would just write to her and call and whatever. And it's like, hey, I love my family. I love you. I love these kids. I'm here for them.
Yeah, fuck all the mother bitches I married. Fuck them other kids I had.
fuck them other kids. I don't even know them.
So wrong.
But then Vivian got on board and was okay with it. So they were just going to be a family. And Vivian was going to be Aunt Vivian. And Liz was going to be the mother.
What? No. It's no. Crazy. No.
That's what happened.
No, no, no. I'm still mommy.
Yeah.
Now, if we're going to be lesbians, fine.
Let's be lesbians.
If we're gonna be lesbians, fine. But I'm still mommy, motherfucker.
How come you taking my job? I'm just saying. What's that about?
Like, excuse me, I pushed these babies out of my coochie, not
my
you.
My vagina. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that happened. Liz was introduced to Vivian's family. They were on board with the transition. They're like, okay, weird, but whatever. We'll support it.
As long as somebody's supporting our family, whatever. I don't give a shit.
Fuck. It's fine. Mm-hmm. So they're in LA or in California, and now Liz is trans, obviously. But she was an unattractive woman.
Oh.
And she couldn't find a job. You know, trans people typically have to take vulnerable positions and roles and, you know, what have you.
Yeah.
So in 1973, Liz met a man by the name of Sam Schlickman. And he hired Liz in real estate and really took Liz under his wing. He started another company called USMI, and it was a sales and marketing company for home inventors. And that's when Liz was introduced to this three-wheeled car called, well, she named it the Dale, because the creator of the vehicle or the thing was called, his name was Dale Clift. So
the Dale.
She's like, I'm going to name it the Dale right after you. So the guy created it because he used to ride a motorcycle, and he wanted to ride his motorcycle in the rain. So, okay, he created this three-wheeled vehicle and was driving it around, and so Liz got wind of it and was like, okay, let's do this, and then...
I mean, there are tricycle motorcycles.
No, the spider, right?
But
oh, tricycle motorcycles, okay.
Yeah.
But there's no...
That has a wheel in front and two wheels in the back.
But there's no...
Different people, different manufacturers make
listen,
them.
If it's raining, you're still going to get wet, though. It's not a car.
Oh, he wanted it to be covered.
Yeah.
Okay. Because people ride motorcycles in the rain.
They
but,
sure the fuck do.
Yeah.
But not in 1973. Anyway, so she gets wind of this and is like, oh my gosh, we can make millions. And at this time, the gas crisis was happening. In the US,
first one.
The first one when there was just a gas shortage.
When gas was 50 cents instead of, like, 25 cents and people were, like, hoarding gas.
Now it's fucking $6, bro.
It's $8, but whatever.
Not yet, but shit.
You go down there.
To thing. L.A.? Ugh, or in the Bay? Mm-hmm. Here it's about $6, guys, and I want to walk everywhere, but I'm too lazy.
I'm getting a bicycle. So, I will be pushing that motherfucker on two wheels, getting my freaking calories burning, and getting sexy back while saving money.
Your nipples hanging out. Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, wow. All right. Let's go.
This isn't on video. Sorry, y'all. You missed the show. Nipples. Anyway.
Nip slips.
Nip slips. So, she decides to start a company. Called 20th Century Motor Car Company. It gets an office right there on Ventura Boulevard in Encino.
Yep, I know exactly where that is. I used to work over there.
And at the time, it was just like, oh shit, you are balling out of control. You're on Ventura Boulevard, this office, you must be legit. So,
I wonder if it was the office that I used to work in. Hmm. On Ventura and Havenhurst.
Okay, I don't know where the crash street was, but I could definitely check it for you. so, her goal is to sell the Dale, is to, like, compete with the big three, as she called them, Detroit, all the car makers, all the car manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
And Liz wanted to be a billionaire.
I do too.
Liz wanted to be famous. She wanted to be the bee's motherfucking knees and wanted to make money.
Money.
Money, 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 money.
It's a crime.
Money, money, money. So at the time, the big three is what? GM, Ford, and Chrysler?
Something like that.
Something like that. So she was always like, oh, they're sending spies. They're after me because I'm trying to take them down.
Spies?
Yeah.
Oh.
So around 1974, she had engineers working day and night on the Dale.
You got me working day and night.
But at this point, they only had a display vehicle. And the display vehicle was just in the showroom, and the display vehicle was just on boxes, like on bricks or blocks. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
It wasn't a running vehicle. It was just a display.
Right.
So then she went into fundraising. She started selling options into the vehicle to pay for salaries and parts. So the vehicle was sold or retailed.
So the intention was to actually make a vehicle.
The intention was to actually make a vehicle.
Got it.
Yes. But the way she was running this company was very unorganized. She had, like, some guy come in who was, like, an engineer. She lied about her background. She was like, oh, yeah, I went to this school. I have a degree in engineering. My husband was worked in space. Like, I get it. When you have transitioned and you are starting a new life, you want to have a story.
No,
something.
The story is usually the
it
same.
It should be the truth,
yeah,
right?
Like, the story is not, it doesn't change.
Well, she lied about her background, her education, that she had all these degrees, and that she had all this experience in engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the way she's running this business, she needed to bring in more capital. So, she had investors, and then she was selling options to the car. So, people were prepaying for these vehicles. The vehicle was sold for $2,000. So, you know, they're like, okay, well, we'll take $1,900 from you. It's fine. And then some people paid $500, but they were collecting money for the Dale that was not even in production yet.
Mm-hmm.
They're just trying to create this car and make it run safely, hopefully.
Right.
But she had PR people and publicity was through the roof. She got the vehicle on the Price is Right. And so they're like, it's the Dale!
And people were like, what the fuck is that? I don't want that!
Like, what's that?
Like, I ain't never seen
but
no
they
shit like that.
If they would have won, they wouldn't have been able to fulfill, you know, my prize.
Right.
Nobody got the price anyway, and it was in the fucking 70s, who cares? But they just sent out the display vehicle, nice little yellow banana car.
Yeah, but again, like, if I was on the Price is Right, and that was the option, I'd be like, I don't want that.
Pass. Pass.
I don't want that.
Give me the money. Give me the cash. Give me the cash. So the vehicle's on the Price is Right. So that, you know, struck some more publicity for the vehicle. She was like, oh, yeah, you know, the plastic on this Dale is 9 times harder than steel, which was not true. And, like, whatever.
How the fuck do you make? Well, whatever.
It was something from space. I was like, it's something from
space.
Some
space technology.
Some space technology.
Right.
But Liz was all about fake it till you make it.
Okay. That's fine, but you've got to make it. So,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. And so, of course, people are very inspired by Liz. Hey, create this vehicle that gets 70 miles to the gallon. 70 miles to the gallon for $2,000. Why the fuck not would I want this vehicle?
First of all, if a vehicle like that existed at that time, that Elizabeth would have been shot.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win?
Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Like, they would have found her body somewhere because...
Damn.
They did not want that happening.
Well, that's the impression that she was like, hey, they don't want this happening. No, I've got spies.
That's not a thing that they wanted.
Well, all of her employees did want her to succeed. Running the business was, again, a totally different situation. There was no guidelines or deadlines. So it's like, just make the car. Okay, well, do you have a deadline for us? No, just do it. You know?
Just fucking do it.
Just
do it.
Just fucking do it. You got it. So she hired anyone that like kind of believed in her dreams. But when she's hiring some people, hey, we want to work for you. Here's some money. Here's my life savings so I can work for this and invest in the company. So she was collecting money from like employees.
Okay, wait, hold on. Money was because they wanted the job or because they wanted to invest in the company?
Both.
The fuck? How you gonna pay for a job?
Both.
You supposed to be getting paid.
Apparently there was a lot of people doing nothing in the shop, just like a bunch of randos just
walking around drinking coffee.
And they're like, who the fuck is this guy?
At the fucking water
like,
cooler.
Well, I work here. They're like, do you? And like, yeah, I gave her all my life savings. I work here now.
What? What is your job? What is your title? What do you do?
But again, publicity, she's on magazines, she's on TV, people are talking about it.
Are you saying publicity or
publicity?
Publicity.
Media? PR?
Publicity.
Publicity.
Yeah. Were you saying plebiscity?
No! I said publicity.
What?
Publicity.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up. Shut your mouth.
Because I swear I heard plebiscity a couple of times.
Y'all let her know what y'all heard, okay? I'll find out later, and if I said it, I'm going to delete it. So there. Anyway, at this time, sky high. All the marketing, everything. So she claims that she was bringing in like $30,000 a day from investors. And then there's a possibility that she was, again, taking money from the mob. Because they were like, all these freaking slick neck dudes was walking around, real intimidating like, and they're like, who the fuck is this? And I'm like, sure.
I work here now, shut up.
I work here now.
That's what they, did you, you probably didn't watch The Offer.
No.
It's funny. That's what they were doing on The Offer. Like, all of a sudden there were these mobsters on the payroll, and they were like, what is this guy? Who is this guy, and what does he do? And he'd be like, I work here now.
Shut up, I work here now.
Yeah.
And then the employees started getting paid in cash. So they would see all these, like, bags of cash and suitcases full of cash, and when it was time to get paid, it's like, here's the money. Here you go. And, what should have been done is with these options, when people are paying for this vehicle that's not in production yet, the money actually should have been put in an escrow account.
Yeah, that would be...
for use later.
Like, ideal.
Ideal. But she's using it for office expenses, for day-to-day, and things of that nature.
Okay, but it's still going back into the business.
It is definitely going back into the business. Okay. Yes, for sure. With all the publicity... Did I say it right?
I don't...
With all the PR... this reporter from Channel 7 News, Dick Carlson, gets wind of this, and he's just like, what the fuck? Like, it sounds like, it don't sound right to me. Like, what's going on? So they go to interview Liz, and then he was like, he was skeptical of her, and was like, I think this is a man. And so, they were like, well, you can't just say that. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
So, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they find out how the business is being run, and then they're like, well, you don't have a license to be selling options into the Dale. So then they manage to get a cease and desist order.
Cease and desist.
Yeah, cease and desist.
Cease and desist.
Good job. They got that. And then they're supposed to stop selling these options for the Dale, but they weren't. So she got hit with that, but she did not relay that message to the rest of the team.
Hmm.
So then the showroom is still open, and they are still collecting money from people for the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Down payments and whatnot.
So her salespeople didn't know. So then Dick Carlson had a hair up his ass and was like, well, why are they still open? Like, what's going on? And so he sends a cameraman inside the showroom to see if they were going to sell him an option for the Dale. And they do.
Of course they do. Why wouldn't they? Hello?
Go, I need that money, baby. We run in and shit. We
it was shit. That's birthday.
Duh. So then Dick begins investigating Liz. Because what had happened was, like, he was just doing all these stories about, hey, this is a fraud, this is a scam, like this shouldn't be going on, like, what's going on? Mm. And apparently she attempted to bribe him, Dick Carlson, to, like, just shut the fuck up. And someone was like, hey, $2,000, here you go. Just be quiet.
Shut it, bitch.
And he was like, nah, not doing it. And so, after the bribe, then he was like, well, who is she? Like, where did she come from? You know, she's claimed to go to this school and that school. I've called the schools and they don't know who you are. And calls her. I'm like, hey, so what year did you graduate? And Liz is like, oh, lady doesn't, you know, tell her age. Like, what are you talking about? And he's like, well, I called the school and they don't know you. And she's like, well, mind your fucking business, and hangs up.
Right.
The fuck out of here. And so as bad publicity is coming in, less money is coming in because the cease and desist. So they have to stop selling options. So there's no money coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So then people stop getting paid. Checks start bouncing. And people are upset.
Of course.
But, you know,
I want my money.
There's people who are like, I really want to make this vehicle happen. Like, this just needs to happen. Just give me like 6 months. We can do this. And then all of a sudden, there's some Japanese investors that are interested, and they just need to test drive it. They need to go through a test drive because the vehicle was never test driven. There was no vehicle to test drive because it wasn't in running condition yet. So they have December 31st, that's pretty much New Year's Eve, 1974, they do a test drive. And there was this one engineer who wanted to become like, because he worked in automotive before. And he wanted to be, like, the engineering manager to get this vehicle to work. Liz was like, nah, we don't need you. I've got this.
Not you, Sophie.
Not you, Sophie. I've got this other guy who's doing it, but he, like, things weren't getting done. Because he was like, it should be operating this way, and it's not.
Right.
And he saw that.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of saw what was really going on. He was like, well, I want to test drive it. Let me do it. So him and another guy get in the car.
Move over, Milton. Let me drive.
And he's driving the vehicle, and these Japanese investors did show up. Everybody's shown up to see this test drive happen, and it's driving. I guess it was going like 40 to 50 miles an hour. Everything's going well. And then the guy who's test driving, he was like, well, let's see how well it's really going to do. Brakes and turns the car just to see, like, if you could really handle these turns.
Don't tell me he rolled the fucking shit.
It was rolling on two wheels. So it was like, you know, two-wheel driving. It was a problem, obviously, because there's something going on with the wheel in the back and mm-hmm. the way it was balancing out the weight.
Mm-hmm.
So that fucked the test drive, and the investors from Japan were like, we're going to nope out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And they left, and Liz was like, you fucking sabotaged me.
How dare you?
How dare you do this? And the guy was like, dude, like, it's not road ready. There's obviously issues, like, that need to be addressed. And I was just trying to make a point. Like, I'm just proving the fact that it's not ready. And
sorry for you.
Do a better job.
Wow.
Yeah, so he was like,
no, I didn't do that. What are you fucking talking about?
So, after the test drive happened, I don't know if it was this guy he talked to or another guy, Dick Carlson, the reporter who has a hair up his ass about Liz, he convinces this guy to get, Liz's fingerprints off of a cup or something. Dick takes the fingerprints, he takes it to LAPD and is like, hey, run these prints for me. It's in the 70s, so it took a while for them to get back. In January of 1975, Dallas, Texas was like, hey, why don't you move your headquarters to 20th Century Motor Car Company here, and you can build your vehicles here?
No.
And they're like, okay, we're out of here. Boop, we're leaving. In the transition, there was lots of investigators investigating the Dale and the company, And I guess there was someone there from the SEC
who was poking around.
And since Liz was handling a lot of money,
of course,
she had bodyguards. And apparently, like, her bodyguards were like, they got into an argument because they wanted to kill the investigator from the SEC.
What?
Yeah, and one bodyguard was like, dude, this is a horrible idea. The other guy was like, no, we gotta kill him. And then they got in a fight, and one of the bodyguards got murdered in the office.
What?
In Encino. There was a shooting, and he got killed. And it was because of that. And so that news sent everybody to Motor Car 20th Century's office, and they wanted their... I want my money back.
Yeah.
And they had shut the doors because she had left to Dallas. So everyone's like, well, the fuck? I thought I was getting a car. What's going on? She's gone. She went to Dallas. Apparently an hour before the shooting happened, she was on a plane to Dallas.
All right.
Now, was it her idea? I don't know. Do I think it was her idea? Yes, I do. So, they arrive in Dallas. They're welcomed. The assistant DA of Dallas got wind of the story and went out to see the vehicle. And he was like, if Liz wasn't there and you saw this vehicle, you'd be like, what the fuck is this? Tonka truck bullshit out here. Toy car bullshit. This ain't And that's what he saw. And he was like, no. We're not buying it.
This ain't it.
You're not going to con a bunch of these Texans.
Right. They're proud people.
Very proud. So they decided to file charges for conspiracy to commit grand theft against the company. Whoa. Against, like, the main officers of the company. Liz, Sam, salespeople, and things of that nature.
Uh-huh.
And she ran. She's a runner.
Oh, yeah.
Dallas gave chase, and they got a...
You're like, bring your ass back here, bitch!
We're looking for you!
We're gonna find you and hang you, bitch!
Well, they searched their house, found the address for the brother-in-law in Indiana. They go to Indiana... And they're like, what's up? And he's like, well, I don't know what y'all want. And you're like, where is she? We know you know where she is. And at this time, the brother-in-law had a great job, 3 kids, and he wasn't trying to rock the boat. So then he spilled the tea. He was like, well, Liz used to be Jerry, and they're at this address in Miami. Good luck. I didn't say shit.
But don't tell him I told you now.
Don't tell him I told you now. And at this time, they get the fingerprints back. And then Dick Carlson goes on the news, and...
Dick Carlson, that name sounds really familiar.
He's a dick. Literally. He's literally
the name
a dick.
Lives up to the reputation.
He's literally a dick.
Okay.
And then he didn't tell, like, his producer or the management team that he had these fingerprints and knew who she truly was, and then just put it on the news. He was like, well, you know, Liz Carmichael, Elizabeth Carmichael of... blah, 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 is actually 47-year-old Jerry Dean Michael, and, you know, he's a man dressing as a woman.
Oh, God.
You know? And so he was outed, obviously, on the news. And then, in Miami, the police found them, kicked down the door. Came in, guns drawn, all the kids are in the house. But what had happened was, in Miami, one of the sons was like, hey, the mailman's back again. And then they're like, what? And then Liz was like, oh, hell no.
Fuck that mailman.
Ran out of the house because super suspicious. She runs out. Not 2 minutes later, the police kick down the door. Guns drawn and, you know, pew, pew, we're going to shoot you. You're dead. It was the FBI, apparently. They didn't find Liz. But then, like, a day later, Liz comes back to say bye to the kids. And then the police kick down the door. And then they're like, gotcha. Gotcha, bitch. And then they take Liz back to L.A. to face charges.
Damn.
While she was in Dallas, they did, you know, arrest her and put her in jail, put her in a men's prison.
Uh-huh.
She goes on trial, and I guess, like, before her trial happened, like, she got, like, attacked in jail. Like, she got beat up, and it happens a lot, apparently.
Yeah.
And so, before the trial actually went underway, she was like, I am, you know, this, I've been living as a woman as this long. You know, I've gone through all of this stuff. I just haven't had the final surgery. Uh-huh. You know, I'm trans. And she had to get approval to dress as a woman and present herself as a woman in court.
Right.
So, like, officially she won that argument.
Mm-hmm.
So then she decided to go by trial by jury. All the other people that were on trial, Schlickman and the salesman and all these other people, they were just like, well, we'll just, you know, plead out and figure that shit out. She went on trial and did not want a lawyer appointed because she was like, why would I choose a court-appointed lawyer? Like, you guys don't want to see me succeed. Blah, 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 blah. And this isn't her first time in court, obviously. She decides to represent herself.
Okay, well.
Yeah, so apparently the proceedings went on for 9 months. She was found guilty. She was due for sentencing in 1980 and ran. But, okay. She bailed out and then ran.
Right.
Didn't show up.
Right.
I'm going to say what I said to my husband, what we said to each other. If this was a black person, they would be in jail.
They would have been in custody until they got sentenced. Yes.
Exactly. They think that they pursued her the way they did and went after her the way she did because she was trans. Like with Dick Carlson, he was just on it, on it, on it. Just like news, 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 news. This is what's going on. This is what's going on. This is what's going on. And to prove that, oh, she is a man. I was right. In court, he wouldn't call her or, you know, Mrs. or Miss.
Dick Carlson?
Dick Carlson.
He went but Dick Carlson, he was a witness.
He was a witness.
Uh-huh.
He would call her sir or him or whatever. And the judge was like, don't call her, you know, male pronouns. Call her ma'am, this, that, and the other. But he was a dick. Even in his interview, he's a big, fat, old dude now. And he was just like, I was prejudiced. I'm like, ooh.
And probably still are.
Still are. Yes, exactly.
He's an asshole.
Yep. Yep, 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 yep. Yep, 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 yep. Okay, so she was found guilty on December 1980. She was sentenced for sentencing and ran away. After that, Vivian and Liz got divorced. Vivian was like, I'm tired of this shit. Like, I'm over this.
I'm too old to be running across countries and whatnots for you.
Yes. And so then they got divorced, and the kids opted to stay with Liz.
Ooh.
They moved all over and then, again, settled in Texas. And then Liz started a flower business with the family. And, I mean, apparently they were doing, like, really good. And they were just hanging out. What was it? How many years later? 9 years later, they are sitting around watching TV. And then she's on an episode of Unsolved Mysteries.
What?
Yes, ma'am. And, they were like, what happened to Liz Carmichael? This. She's like, you know, she's disappeared for X amount of years, and, you know, we're looking for her. And someone calls in a tip and was like, I know where she is. And then the police come for her again. And she finally did her fucking time. Like, if she would have done her time long ago, you wouldn't... None of this would have been going on for as long as it did.
Of course not.
So they extradited her back to California. And she finally did her fucking time. Mom, James Caan died. We know.
Okay, you're late, Mom.
And
we found that out. We found already. That out.
And then on February 2004, Liz Carmichael died of cancer.
Aw.
Oh, and then Vivian also died of cancer, too, years previous to that. Like, after she divorced Liz, she married another man, and then apparently she died soon after that. And so did Liz. She had a couple of different types of cancer. Apparently she had, like, throat cancer and lung cancer.
Everybody smoked back then.
Yeah, but she did do her sentence. She served 18 months in a California prison.
Mm. All right.
Yep. Oh, and the name she was using when she was in Texas at the flower shop was Catherine Elizabeth Johnson. So they all had like a lot of different names as well. And that is the story of the Dale. Geraldine Elizabeth Carmichael, born Jerry Dean Michael.
Wow.
That's deep. Yeah. So, I mean, okay. It's like, she did fraud shit.
Uh-huh. A lot of it.
She did want to create a vehicle, and that's what she was trying to prove when she was on trial, that they were actually trying to build this vehicle. Because they were like, oh, you weren't going to do it, and you were just trying to get people's money. Like, no, I really was trying to build this vehicle, but she didn't know how to run a fucking business, obviously. And then all of the lies that she told during that time, and all of the fraud shit that she did previous. Like, you can't erase all that. But, again, she was a trailblazer in, like, the trans world because, you know, what she did, what she accomplished.
Right.
Which I respect, but I don't respect the lies!
Please don't lie.
Please don't lie to me. I don't like it. All right. Brandy, have a thumbs up for the week? Or have you been watching anything new? Do you want to talk about Stranger Things? Oh, my God.
I have not watched the second half of Stranger Things yet.
It's one episode. Yeah. Keep looking like that. It's one episode.
Don't.
But it's 2.5 hours. When it ended, I was like, this is it? What the fuck? What the fuck?
That's bullshit. But okay, whatever. I'm going to watch it on Saturday.
Okay. I watched it last night.
Or maybe I'll watch it. No, I'm going to watch it on Saturday. Don't say nothing.
I won't say nothing.
Thumbs up. I don't really have one. Trying to think, like, what's something, like, good happening?
Tell me something good.
There's nothing. Everything is just, it's all flat lines.
We're gonna go to the beach next weekend.
Okay, well, we can go to Santa Monica Seafood. I can't go there until after the 15th.
Girl, I ain't got no money for Santa Monica Seafood.
I know,
Seafood
neither
market.
Do I.
Girl! Do they take those stamps? I don't know. They might. I wouldn't be surprised.
I still have those. You know, those ones that we got for the kids from the school.
Oh, you got the PBT card.
Yeah, I still have that.
I'll take it. I'll borrow that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I didn't say borrow that. I said, do they take it? Because
I don't know.
We can use that.
I was honestly thinking we can go to Ventura because it's closer and less crowded. But okay.
Oh, okay.
We can go to different beaches.
I wasn't even thinking about that. But all right, whatever. I'm trying to figure out a thumbs up. I don't have one because, again, everything is flatlined at this moment. What's your thumbs up?
My thumbs up is I'm going to Vegas this weekend.
I really want to go to Vegas.
Do you want
to
go?
I can't.
Oh, you're watching Mom, Grandma.
Yeah. I can't go anywhere because I have to babysit an old lady.
Stop
an
it.
Old lady child.
Well, let me finish my story. Going to Vegas this weekend, going to a bachelorette party, wish me luck. I'm going to be the oldest bitch there. But I don't care, because I can...
I'm like, that doesn't really matter.
I could nap and gamble, and that's all I really want to do.
Right.
And get a Bloody Mary, of course. Because Vegas has the best Bloody Marys around. It's true, the whole city has the best Bloody Marys. Mm. Other than that, I'm just trying to build an empire. I want to be world famous. Nah, just kidding. I keep it simple. I don't want you to know who I am. Like, don't look at me. You don't know me. Get out of here. Other than that, hey, we're back. We're happy that you guys are here to listen with us. And we appreciate you guys. Because, obviously, there's lots of podcasts out there to listen to. And you're listening to us. So, thank you so much. I don't think I haven't been watching anything new, though. What did I watch? I don't know. Nothing. Brandy doesn't
Naked and Afraid.
I just watched an episode, and I'm just like, these poor little booties. Like,
booties and hoo-has, because they be talking about how, like, the bugs be, like, going straight for
Hell
their
no.
their cooters.
I could never. I would never, and that is not for me. Like, I would have been like, no, I wouldn't even sign up. Why would I do that to myself? I hate bugs. Even exactly. when I have clothes on, I hate bugs.
Exactly.
I feel like the dude from The Mummy. I hate bugs. No, not gonna do it. Butter on. Guys, thanks again for listening. We love you. And come on back next week because we'll be here. And I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this was
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
As bolt bitches.